If you're listening for an interview with Future Islands, that's coming up in just a minute. In fact, to get us there, I'm going to play a song from Future Islands. And this is off of their second album. This song is called Inch of Dust. Richmond's independent radio. You just heard Future Islands with a track off of their second record, which was entitled In Evening Air. That was Inch of Dust. And I am actually joined right now by William, Garrett, and Samuel from Future Islands. How you doing, gentlemen? Okay, let's try that again. How you doing, gentlemen?
Hey!
Yay!
Hey, what's going on?
And I'm also joined by
Brian.
There we go, Brian from
Lonnie Walker.
All right. And so we're all here in the studio because Future Islands is playing downstairs at the Camel later on this evening. And so I really appreciate you guys taking the time out to join me here in the studio.
Most definitely. Thanks for asking us in.
Absolutely. And so this is your third time playing at the Camel. Mm-hmm. And so you must have some affinity for Richmond. What do you like about playing in Richmond?
Well, I am always immediately taken, just like I feel like I'm in the South again. Like, we're originally from North Carolina, so it's good to come South and feel that vibe. But I've always liked Richmond. It actually kind of reminds me of Baltimore, where we live, in some weird ways.
Okay.
I've always kind of thought of Richmond as like a southern city with a bit of more of a northern city vibe, and Baltimore is like a northern city with more of a southern city vibe.
Yeah, I've heard that described kind of like many times.
Strange charms, but I don't know. Yeah, we really like it here.
Okay, awesome. Well, welcome back. And so you originally were from Greenville, North Carolina, and you played in a band. And it's funny because I have this mix CD here with a song from Art Lord and the Self-Portraits from January of 2006.
From this station.
From this station. This is when I've been doing Activate for since 2004. That was one of my CDs. So I played you guys on the show in 06. So wow. I guess you played through here. Not sure what the venue was. So you started out as Art Lord and the Self-Portraits in Greenville. So which one of you was Art Lord?
I am the German Lord of Art.
So how did Art Lord and the Self-Portraits morph into Future Islands?
Really, we just like lost a member, and a guy moved. Our buddy BB moved out of town, and we were just didn't have a band for a little bit. And there was another guy around town, our buddy Eric Murillo, who always wanted to play drums for Art Lord. Mm-hmm. He bought an electronic kit. He couldn't play drums. He's an amazing bassist. Playing this band, the Kick-Ass, out of Greenville.
Okay.
And amazing, amazing band. But then we wanted to start a band, so we asked Eric if he still was up for it, and he joined up. We wrote. It was kind of because we forgot that we had booked a tour. We booked an Art Lord tour that we forgot about. We didn't book it, but we were supposed to book one.
And then we booked it. It
was booked. Oh, you did book it.
Yeah.
I'm still confused about it. But yeah, so these guys. Got together. William and Garrett got together with Eric while I was working one week, and they wrote 6 or 7 songs. And then I came in and wrote some lyrics, and then we went on the road.
Okay.
After what, 2 weeks of being together?
It was really quick.
It was very fast because we were like, oh yeah, we have to do this tour. We forgot about.
Did those songs end up on your first record?
One of them, Beach Phone.
Yeah, one of them.
Okay. The only one. We did an EP.
That's pretty much the whole our first EP.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
And we recorded the EP too in that 2.5 weeks, didn't we?
Well, right around.
Long time ago, right?
Yeah.
So you end up relocating to Baltimore. Why'd you end up in Baltimore?
Oh, we got some. I guess mainly through our just meeting Dan Deacon. He came through Greenville on his first tour, and we played with him that show, and it was really awesome. And then he came back through, like, you know, 2 months later, and then it became like he would always go to Greenville because the shows were just so rowdy and crazy there. It was usually like his best place to go on tour, and he would always bring different bands from Baltimore every time. So
okay,
and we would usually book and do the whole North Carolina leg with Dan and whatever band he was with, and so in that way we got to know the Baltimore scene. And he'd always been urging us to move to Baltimore over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point, before we moved, like, I was in Raleigh and Garrett was in Greenville and Sam was in Asheville. And we couldn't decide on where to move. And Baltimore seemed really awesome. We'd had some really amazing shows in Baltimore. And it was a really great scene there. There still is. And we wanted to be a part of that.
So. Yeah, seems like this worked out really well. Mm-hmm. And you've collaborated with a number of different Baltimore bands, including members of Double Dagger, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which another band, great band from Baltimore. So you moved to Baltimore, you put out the EP, put out the first full length, and then in 2010, In Evening Air came out. And I, you know, looking online, if anybody's ever, you know, looked online for your videos, they probably already noticed that Long Flight, the video for that, is pretty amazing because it features, you know, some dancing Elvises, you know, some, it looks like Asian rockabilly bikers dancing their asses off, literally. I mean, crazy. So is that an official video?
That's just an amazing fan video.
Okay. I was wondering, because I was curious where that footage came from.
Yeah, I have no idea. And it's funny, I only actually finally watched that whole video maybe, I don't know, a month ago.
Okay.
Because I was kind of amazed at how many views it's gotten over, you know, it's been a few years. But,
yeah.
And then I watched all the way through, and I was like, this is kind of great. It's very simple.
It is,
simple
yeah.
video, but kind of beautiful footage between, mixing between the, I think it's like two different scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Two different groups.
Yeah, the rockabilly dancing, and then
like the
I
Dutch.
Think,
it's like,
yeah, the Dutch dancing. Yeah. So which is cool because then for the video for Inch of Dust also features some dancing in it. Were you inspired by that video to do that for Inch of Dust to have some dancing featured in it?
I don't think Inch of Dust is also a fan video.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
There's all a ton of fan videos.
I was going to say, yeah, and they're the ones that had the most views at the top.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Which ones are the ones from that album? I guess Tin Man may be the only official video from...
Okay.
From an Evening Air.
Well, that makes it easy.
Oh, yeah. There's a new one for walking through that door.
Right. And actually, I was going to ask you about that. So, Kimia Nawabi. Kimia, did she play with you guys in Art Lord?
She was an original member of Art Lord, yes.
Okay. And so for those of you who haven't seen the video yet, the video for walking through that door has just been posted on your all's website. And it's a stop motion video by Kimia, and it's pretty amazing, especially in this day and age, to do some stop motion videos. So how did that come about, and what? And Kimia has also done work on your covers and stuff like that, not done artwork. What? How did collaborations with her and her artwork come about?
Well, we've always, I mean, when before we knew Kimia, well, it's funny because we, I know that me and William, we were freshmen in college. You know, me and Garrett grew up together. We went off to college, and then I met William like first day of school, and we became real fast friends. And Kimia's art, she was a senior at the time, we were freshmen, and her art was everywhere around the school, just kind of mind-blowing. Brian was there too. Well, I met both of these guys like first day of school, but they're buddies from high school. But anyways, Kimia was just like, she was kind of the star, you know, the star of the school at the time, her senior year, and we were really intrigued by her, and she was also really beautiful, so we were just like, oh yeah, Kimia. But then when we started talking about Art Lord as a concept, we went down to the local record store and asked our buddy BB, who was the local record store clerk, you know, he's like 10 years older than us, and we were always kind of blown away by his knowledge of music. So it was like we were kids, we would go there after school and talk about records with him. Mm-hmm. And we asked him if he wanted to be in our band, because we knew that he had a weird band that he was once in. We're like, do you want to be in our band? And we told him the idea, and he was like, yeah, that'd be awesome. And then, he was probably more like, that might be pretty cool. But then later he called us up and was like, can my friend Kimia be in the band? She really wants to be in the band. And we're like, totally, she could totally be in our band. And that's pretty much how we met, and that affinity for her work has just kind of lasted. Mm-hmm. So when we put out our first full length, this Future Islands, we approached her about doing it, and then she also did the second cover as well as numerous 7-inches and EPs. But with In Evening Air, she asked us if she could do a video, but she needed to raise money, and she used Kickstarter to raise the money, and it took some years, but she finally was able to get it done.
Yeah, definitely worth the wait. And for those of you who haven't seen it, it's on the front page of Future Islands website. So
please check it out.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's stop motion video, which, like I said, is really incredible to see.
Also, we did a 10-year anniversary this year and reunion show for Art Lord. So if you're on the internet, go to YouTube and look for the Art Lord footage, and you'll get to see all of us and Kimia and BB rocking out on stage.
Oh, that's great!
All the old jams. It's like full shows online. So it's pretty hysterical.
Can we play the song?
Sure, we could totally do that. Actually,
that's a really good song.
Is that
hopefully it's good quality. You know, you never know. Back in 2006, what the internet was like, so many years ago.
It's just a crappy MP3 anyway.
Well, so. Yeah, let's do that. You guys have a couple minutes to stick around.
Sure.
Maybe like 10 more minutes. So we'll play the song by Art Lord and the Self Portraits, which is y'all's original band from North Carolina. And let me pop this CD in real quick. And the CD, or the song, is called Lantern Sigh. Did that come out officially?
By hand, by us, yeah. Art Lord had like 4 albums, and some live albums as well.
Okay.
We were very prolific for 18-19-year-old kids.
We just released a double LP, though, compiling all the, kind of like a retrospective of all the stuff that Art Lord ever did.
Okay.
We sort of teamed up with Friends Records in Baltimore, and that came out this year for our 10-year anniversary.
Okay.
As of that band on Valentine's
Day. Outstanding. So that's available, you know, official release.
It's a ton of music, too. So it's like 2 LPs, probably about 85 minutes of music on LP, and then there's a download code for probably about 4.5 to 5 hours of music.
Wow. That's
the download code has everything that we ever did.
4-track tapes and stuff.
Okay. Well, if you're just joining us here on WRIR LP 97.3 FM Richmond, I'm speaking with Future Islands, and we are going to hear a song right now from their original band, Art Lord and the Self Portraits. This is called Lantern Sigh. WRIR. Okay, you just heard something here on WRIR from Art Lord and the Self Portraits, which is the original band featuring members of Future Islands, and that song was called Lantern Sigh, and I assume that's on the record y'all just put out compiling all the music.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that came out on a local Baltimore label, which is called what again?
A Friends Records.
So Friends Records probably has a website. They can check it out if they're mm-hmm. interested.
Yeah, friendsrecordsbaltimore.com.
Okay, outstanding. And so I guess we were talking a little bit about your second album, but now I want to just talk a little bit about On the Water. Two things about On the Water. One, it features a song with Jen from another fantastic band, Y Oak. How did mm-hmm. that collaboration come about?
They're just buddies from the road. I mean, Wayne might have known. I feel like I first met Jen and Andy from Y Oak in Knoxville, Tennessee, at this great little bar called Pilot Light. We played together. It was kind of a crazy show. It was Lower Dens, Y Oak, and Future Islands at this rad little bar. And we just became friends. We kept bumping into each other and then recognized each other back in Baltimore. But they're just the sweetest people in the world. And we had written that song. And the more we played it live a few times, and I realized that I didn't like it from just the one perspective. I thought it could be a much more interesting song if it was like sung, two people singing to each other instead mm-hmm. of like one guy just sounding really sad.
Yeah, well,
I thought it would make the emotion more dynamic if it was returned. So I mentioned to the guys, they were down for me to ask Jen. I mentioned Jen's name. Love to hear what she could do because her voice is amazing. And called her up and she agreed to it. She really loved the song. And she actually is the reason there's kind of the call and response in that song. Mm-hmm. It was her idea to kind of weave the vocals instead of it just being more flat. So in the choruses.
Did you expect her voice to fit so well with yours, you know, and the song in general? Because it really just seems like it was a match made.
I was certain that she could do whatever needed to be done.
Yeah.
I think that was the thing. Like, I'd seen her sing enough to know that she could get a little rough, but her voice, I mean, if you watch her sing, especially when they get noisy mm-hmm. at their show, I mean, they're one of my favorite live bands.
Definitely.
As well. It just like kind of falls out of her mouth. Like she just opens her mouth. It doesn't look like she's straining or anything. And she just has the most beautiful notes. And I'm jealous, but but yeah, I was really excited, and it was funny because we were with Chester, producer for that album, and he was just like, we were in the. I usually take vocals 10-12 times, you know, 10-12 takes of a song, and Jen did it 3 times, and we were just losing it in the control room, like, oh my god, like this is just gonna get better, like we have to stop, like she's blowing me out of the water, here. And it was a lot of fun to comp that because she just killed it. She was like, is that okay? And we're like, you're gold, everything's good, so
yeah,
it just worked out.
Great track. And there's another track on there called Tybee Island, and I have to ask about it simply because I lived in Savannah for a number of years. Mm-hmm. So just basically, how is that song inspired by Tybee Island, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, it's funny, that song was actually written in the days of Art Lord.
Okay.
Just the words, that was a song at the very end of Art Lord, some lyrics that I wrote down. And what would that have been? End of 2005, late summer 2005, maybe. And it was something I sang to myself. And I kind of poked and prodded the guys at the end of Artlord, like, let's make this a song. I think it was something I wrote while they were jamming one day. Mm-hmm. Anyways, fast forward 6 years, and it pops up in my head again. The notebook is long gone, and it pops up in my head. And I was at kind of a weird turning point. And was taking a kind of a Southern vision quest. I was leaving Baltimore. We had some time off the road, and I just decided I needed to get out of the city, get away from my life, and get some perspective. And I mm-hmm. went on a road trip that took me to Savannah. That's mm-hmm. where it ended. I went through Raleigh, Asheville, Athens, Georgia. I guess I was through Charlotte as well, and then ended up in Savannah. And the end of the trip, I was on the beach in Tybee Island. And walking up and down, singing that song to myself, and what the first half of that song, and then what would become the second half, I would write then and there. And but Tybee Island is the place it holds a lot of meaning to me because of some of the stuff that I've. Well, the girl who In Evening Air deals with, that's where we first kissed.
Okay.
Was floating free in the water at Tybee Island, and so when it all kind of came full circle there at that place. And I was hit with those kinds of emotions and realizing this song was back. I think I realized that I wasn't fully over these things that I thought I'd been over for a year or so, while I was actually dealing with some other loss.
Sure.
And that's pretty much it. Like, so until I was at Tybee Island, the song didn't have a name. It was just this thing. And I had talked with the guys though, like, the song came back to me. I want to make it a song. Like, before I reached Tybee Island, before I reached Savannah, and then when I was there, I felt it all.
What a long journey for a song. That's amazing. Yeah. That's really cool.
But I mean, these guys made it shine. Like, when we ended up recording, we were in Elizabeth City, the Outer Banks. We took a trip to the Outer Banks from Elizabeth City, North Carolina, where we recorded the album. And we were just hanging out at the beach one night. And I just took a walk with Williams' digital recorder and recorded the vocal and the audio of the water, just like walking, singing the song. And then these guys took that and made their washes of sound.
Wow.
And so they really made it. Because we tried to, like, figure out how to structure it. And we're like, I don't understand how to speak music, really. So I'm like, I want you to play like doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Yeah.
Like this kind of thing. And the guys were just like, this is terrible. So, but they were nice enough to collaborate, and we made something that I think was really beautiful.
Absolutely. And that's interesting, the way the song came together, that you had lyrics and then the music was added. I don't hear that very often.
That's
usually you have magic. Okay.
Done that.
I was going to say, usually you have music and then you have the lyrics. That's really cool. And so let's now talk about kind of what's happening with you guys right now. You're on just a brief tour, playing a couple shows because you're going to Hopscotch this weekend. And do you plan on touring anymore in the fall, or are you taking some time to work on a new record?
We're doing a short tour in November.
Okay.
For sure. We've been working on our new record we've been working on it this whole year, but we've been in the studio for the past 3 weeks recording it, and
okay,
we're going to be mixing it after Hopscotch.
So. Oh, that's awesome. Okay.
Sort of, and right in the middle of the record right now.
Yeah, so you've recorded it, and now you just have to mix it.
We're in the eye of the storm.
Well, if you are just tuning in here to WRAR, I'm talking to Future Islands, who are playing downstairs at the Camel in just a little bit. So let's talk about this new record just briefly. When do you think it'll come out, I guess, is the first question.
We're hoping, like, spring next year.
Okay. And any collaborations for this record that you know of?
There are some people.
It's a secret for now, though.
Sure.
Yeah.
Understandable. Well, so in March, maybe we can expect a brand new Future Islands record. And so you're in the eye of the storm, so we won't, go into it too much further. And if you're at the show tonight, apparently we're going to hear actually a lot of the new tracks.
Yeah, pretty
a lot
much
of new
everything.
Songs.
Yeah.
So that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's exciting. And I guess that takes me to, if you could collaborate on a song with anybody currently, who would it be? If you had anybody that you could collaborate that's currently touring around that you're stoked about.
Well, I've always wanted to, I'm going to steal your answer. I've always wanted to work with, we've all always wanted to work with Brian Eno.
Okay.
If possible. I know he's not touring or out on the road, but somebody who is like kind of a dream collab for me. For sure.
Sure.
James Murphy would be cool.
Okay. LCD sounds.
Get Garrett up in here.
Michael Ruther.
Okay. Who? Michael?
Ruther.
Okay. And is he, who's, I don't know Michael, I'm not familiar with Michael.
Okay.
Yeah. Very cool. All right. Yeah. So let's kind of, let's start wrapping things up, because I know you guys have to get downstairs to play, so I won't keep you for too much longer. I guess the last question I have for you is, when you're on tour, what's your favorite way to pass the time when you're on the road together, when you're on for like long stretches?
Just gotta keep driving, man.
Just keep on trucking.
I don't know. I think with sometimes a fun thing from in recent years is just like going and seeing a movie when you have like a short drive can be kind of nice, especially in like in the summertime when it's just really hot in the van.
Yeah.
And then you can just like get out and spread out in the movie theater and enjoy yourself. But
we always try to go to the beach whenever we're close to one.
Finest woman home.
We've toured with a ball, just like a four-square ball, and try to kick it around whenever we get a chance.
Okay.
Well, I think we're going to start touring with a basketball.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, we had a good tour with a soccer ball once.
Yeah.
That took the travel. We traveled. We did that in Europe. We had to. A football, excuse me.
Okay. All right. Well, so in about an hour and a half, you guys will be on the stage at the Camel. And I want to extend a sincere thanks for coming in, spending some time with us.
Most definitely.
And joining us also with William and Garrett and Samuel is Brian from the band Lonnie Walker.
Hi.
And you, too, will be playing later on this evening here, and actually pretty soon, about 45 minutes. And so just tell me, how do you know these characters?
Well, we all went to art school together at East Carolina University. Mm-hmm. Me, well, all of us, really. Garrett wasn't an art student, but I've known William since high school, when he saw me wearing a Weezer Pinkerton shirt and let me borrow a bunch of CDs. And, you know, I've been involved with music and started Lonnie Walker, I guess, around college. And, you know, it's taken me, you know, I got a band now. Before, I just played solo around Greenville. So we've known each other for quite a long time. And, you know, it's good to get back to playing with these guys again.
You Definitely. Know? And are you still in North Carolina?
Yeah, I live in Raleigh.
Okay. Right now. All right. And do you have any music out currently? What are you working on?
We have an album called These Times Old Times out, and we're working on one now. It's pretty much all mixed. It's got to get mastered. Mm-hmm. You know, it's been a kind of a long time coming, you know, due to some certain factors, but that I won't go into, but I think it sounds really great, and yeah, I'm really excited about it. One of the, you know, I think we're going to be playing a lot of those new songs tonight. Teenage Poem is on there.
Okay. And let's actually hear some music from your group, Lonnie Walker. And so once again, I want to thank Brian and William and Garrett and Samuel for coming in the studio with me this evening, and have a great show tonight, you guys.
Thank you.
Thank
Thanks,
you.
Thanks so much. Thanks. So this is Lonnie Walker playing tonight with Future Islands. This song is called Teenage Poem on WRIR.
She goes to parties, goes to shows. She likes to think she's like green snow, and we keep on you.